Hello there, folks. So after watching the travesty of last night at the proms at the weekend, I wanted to do something on it, but I didn't just want to rail against the globalist agenda again, and instead sort of get in my armchair general seat and take a look at the wider strategies and the way the forces lined up against each other. And this map of the Peloponnesian War, I've had stashed away for quite some time, waiting, because I do think it's interesting, and it's been kind of waiting to be used for something, and I think this is the perfect opportunity. And what you can see is the forces of the Athens and the forces of Sparta lined up against each other, and you can see what sort of strengths and weaknesses each side has. So obviously, Athens is almost entirely centered around the coastlines, and Athens is a land-based power, and so that means that Athens is got a huge navy, and Spartans, of course, were brilliant at land-based warfare. But then, more than that, the general reason for the war was that Athens was becoming a little bit too big for its boots, and threatening or sort of worrying the Spartans on the interior. And so what the thing with it is what we see coming through history again and again and again, is that you have these merchants and these cultural elites around the sea, around the coastal areas, with the banks and with the money trade, and then their interests are at odds with the interests of the people on the interior. The people, such as the Athenians, would be more outward looking and, dare I say it, more liberal than the Spartans, which isn't saying much. The Spartans aren't exactly well known for being liberals, but the two, what you have is this schism, and you can see it play out again and again across history. The Britain is the archetype, or England especially, is the archetype of the seagoing naval empire. And then you would have something like Russia or Germany, which were land-based, and that's where interests lie. But in terms of today's sort of cultural war, you can see that it plays out again, and you have it where you have now, of course, we have aeroplanes, so it's a little bit more complicated, but not much. So now it's people in New York and Washington imposing their will on the people of the interior, and the people of the interior rejecting their codes, rejecting their morals and their agendas. And this is really where this lies. And there was a book came out a couple of years ago called The People from Somewhere versus the People from Anywhere, and it was a study on the 2016 Brexit and Donald Trump. And you can see that in, let's say, the Northeast or Yorkshire, the home counties, they tend to be more, these are the sort of backwaters which are more conservative, and they just want to be left alone. And then, of course, you have the metropolises, London, New York, imposing their will, in this case, on the backwaters, and on the people who are people from somewhere with a rooted identity that they don't want to have messed around with. And then you have the liberal elites centered in the coastal cities, with their own plans, with the media, with the money. And so you see that this it's quite similar here. Though I would hesitate to say that Athens was liberal, it was also a cultural centre. But more importantly than that is that when you, the I would say something like mass immigration is essentially an attempt to make everybody everywhere somebody from nowhere, so that rootedness is being erased via the multicultural experiment, where everybody is then be in a position where they can all be shipped around for the interests once again of the merchants and the moneyed classes, which again are centered around the coastal cities. So what we saw in last night of the proms is that the periphery, the the liberal elites came and then imposed themselves and their flag and their politics and their ideology on Last Night of the Proms. Now, Last Night of the Proms would have been seen, was certainly seen as something traditional and conservative, and mainly for the entertainment of people who were out in the shires and who did have a more conservative outlook on life. And so what happened at the weekend was that it was a big victory for the metropolitan types, who then imposed that on. That was the significance. That's why the Rule Britannia was then, you got all of the EU flags, you got the gay flag out, and these are the symbols of the coastal elites and the globalist agenda, who want to make everybody an atomized unit of consumption, who isn't rooted in any specific place. And in that way, that was a big victory for them. But at the same time, it's a hollow one, because the it was already, I think it goes out on the BBC, but it's the Proms was actually a mainstream event. And so it was already in their hands. And so all they really did was impose their will on something which they had forgotten about. That there was this cultural artifact which hadn't yet had the LGBT EU globalist treatment, and so they just bombed it into oblivion with it on Saturday night. And of course, a lot of people will have seen it in those terms as well. That's exactly what it was. It was a victory parade for the people from nowhere or anywhere, as the case may be. And so in that case, to go back to the map of the Peloponnesian War, it would have been a victory for Athens over Sparta, but a hollow one, a much more hollow one. And then something else happened on the internet last week, which was PewDiePie sort of trolling the ADL. So in that particular sort of little battle in this war, this cultural war, it went the other way. So what's the difference there? Well, the coastal elites, let's say, the metropolitan moneyed classes, in this case like Athens, are then. They have all of the mainstream media, but one thing the internet has done is bypass that. So it's actually the internet is more of a tool for the people from somewhere, who can then sit in their shires and then use that internet as a way to level that ground. And of course, that's why you're seeing mass censorship. And in that case, you can say that when they stumble into that territory, they're a lot less secure. So everybody, you've got the ADL trying to shut everything down, which was at the heart of this thing with PewDiePie as well. Why they're so disliked is because, in cultural terms, they had gone into the interior, they had gone into Sparta. And to sort of overdo it on this map, they'd gone away from their own mainstream media institutions and away from the merchants, and well, not away from the merchants, but away from the banking classes and the sanctuary of the where the people from nowhere hang out, and gone into the interior and been humiliated because the internet is much more beneficial for the people from somewhere than it is from the people from nowhere, because of their media control. But this thing is very interesting, and it has played out over and over again throughout history. You can think of it in the World War II, and it's World War I, even the Cold War especially, where you had America as a much more business-orientated empire against the Soviet Union, which was this gigantic landmass. And the people who are in the interior, in their land, where they belong, tend to be more conservative, socially conservative, than these coastal liberal elites. Also, of course, in America, you've got the Midwest, as opposed to Los Angeles or California, and then New York and Washington on the coastlines. And again, it pops up throughout history. But You can see that why they dislike the internet is because it levels the playing field in terms of ideology and arguments. Because if we didn't have the internet, there'd be no they would have an absolute monopoly on the information and on spreading ideas. And it's interesting to me that when the last night of the proms was a mainstream media event, so they were really just showing their own domination over their own product in their own territory. They're purging something which was still an artifact of an older and traditional form, and humiliating it like that out of in a kind of impotent rage, I would say. But thanks for listening, folks, and I'll catch you later.